So first of all, there's an offering which was sent by Brahmatirtha Prabhu. So I'll read that. Vyas Puja is the auspicious day when we are able to reveal our mind in a public way in honor of a Vaishnava guru. When Srila Prabhupada was asked about the grand celebration of his birthday, he responded, "It is the etiquette." Indeed, it is yet, yet it is also our hearts. Swami entirely has my heart as a best friend, constant companion, and Vaishnava inspiration, and is Bhakti's quintessential brother. I know it is hard for him to hear all of these things, yet on this day we have the right to broadcast our inner thoughts. Nevertheless, I shall be mercifully brief, knowing that His Holiness prefers it that way, and the best speech is always shorter than anyone dared to hope. Ratavraja Swami is a true friend for me, Bhakti, which is his wife, and so many. Tamal Krishna Goswami referred to Swami as his close friend and will reveal his mind to Ratavraja Swami in intimate ways that only the two of them know. That is special. What are the qualities that make him so special? He is a solid, strict devotee of Srila Prabhupada. He truly cares about us. He does not judge us. We can always depend upon him to have those exceptional yet simple words of wisdom. I confess that I have a tendency to make simple matters complex. Swami has the ability to make complex matters simple, a truly refreshing quality. A decade ago, I heard that one of my godbrothers was celebrating his 60th birthday. At that time, I could not imagine one of us being that old, and now Swami, 60 years old and still so young in his ways, just asked the youth in attendance. I promise short and short it will be. Jai Maharaj. With love from BT and Bhakti. So because I don't want to cry, I've also written something. But before that, I'll preface it. Ratavraja Maharaj probably won't remember, but I think one of the first times I ever saw him was sometime in the late 70s. At the time, I believe he was in charge of a preaching center in Orlando. Is that right? So I remember seeing him, and he was such a dynamo. He was a powerhouse. I mean, he was running around, and he was clearly in charge, but in charge in the way that he was a leader by example. He was inspiring devotees to go out and book distribution as he was doing. He was leading them. And the whole atmosphere was just so vibrant just by his presence and his association. And I remember seeing him that this person is really, really special and will certainly go on to do very great things as he has done. Because of our services, he in the United States and mine more in the region of China, we didn't see each other for many years. I think one of the first times we met again was in the late 90s in Houston when he came through. He brought a group of boys to a Vyas Puja celebration of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And he really wanted to have the boys have an experience, just to experience all of this. And it was a really nice festival. Tamal Krishna Goswami, as always, he orchestrated everything, and he wanted different devotees to speak, and he had different themes for which they would speak on, and Maharaj was also given a particular topic, and I remember he spoke, and it was really from the heart. It was realization that he had about the position of guru and the guru-disciple relationship, and I remember it really struck me. Later on, when His Holiness Tamalakrishna Goswami had his health challenges, Ritavaja Maharaj first came and he was taking care of Goswami Maharaj in very, very intimate, special ways. I know that Goswami Maharaj on numerous occasions told me how much he was indebted to Ritavaja Maharaj for all the selfless service that he had offered during that, you know, very trying period. And at the same time, I came and we kind of traded off. I kind of took his position, although I couldn't really do it as well as he could. But we became very close. We regularly spoke and we confided in each other and how to best serve our older god brother. Then, sometime later, Ritavaja Maharaj started to visit our part of the world and go to China and things like this. And now I'll read my offering, because somewhere in the midst of all of this, I also had my health issues, and this is kind of the theme of this this offering. My dear Ritavaja Swami Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today, your godbrothers, disciples, friends, and well-wishers gather to offer your homage on your Vyas Puja. Although we are a diverse group, all of us have at least one thing in common. You have touched our hearts in a very special way, and thus we have great affection for you. You embody the qualities of a great Vaishnava. Today I would like to focus on your quality of compassion. Compassion is defined as the concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. When my health failed me in early 2005, you traveled 10,000 miles to come be with me in Hong Kong and China. Originally, you were coming for a preaching tour, but when you saw the need, you canceled that tour and stayed by my side for two continuous months. You are my advisor, coach, support, upliftment, and dearest friend. You molded your entire life around my needs. Nothing was too large or too small for you to do. You subordinated all your needs for mine. All of this took great sacrifice, and only one who has true compassion for others can act in this way. The experience I had was not unique to me alone. I have watched you time and time again come to the aid of anyone who is in need. God brothers, disciples, friends, relatives, and even recent acquaintances, all have been recipients of your compassion. You truly care about the welfare of others. It's automatic and spontaneous. This is your nature. On this day, I wish to thank you for being there for me in my hour of need, and for being such a close and dear friend all these years. The memory of what you did for me will remain deeply etched in my heart and mind for the balance of this lifetime and perhaps beyond. Your servant and friend, Giridhari Swami.